Tschüss, Schachjut Hasuko. Sie atlisch, tlislisa abt, Adam, Muchis atlisch. Zawakwel chisel atluk, Asatzumch, Ahal, Chachitzumch. Omatzuk Today is Thursday, July 9th. We're going to talk today about family and relatives. I'll be lecturing using the Hauzit Colloquy version of Unit 10, Family. You'll notice that this unit is called Family 1. That's because there's another unit, which I call Family 2, which has more words for relatives and so on. In this unit, we're going to learn some of the most important. So far, we've learned how to talk about our parents. Now we're going to add a few more important relatives, such as our grandparents, children, and grandchildren. If you look at the top of the page, you'll see our learning goals for this unit, which are first, to learn how to talk about our family and relatives. Second, to learn some singular and plural forms of kin words. So far, the main words that we've learned plural forms for are simple words for people, like person, man, woman, young man, young woman, and child. Generally speaking, words referring to people have special plural forms in Nuchanoth, whereas words referring to things other than people do not. Relatives and kin are people, therefore they tend to have special plural forms. Our third learning goal is to learn how to make some simple possessive sentences. Possession is a very big topic in Nuchanoth. There are several ways of indicating possession. Our goal in this unit is to learn how to say things like, I have two living grandparents, I have four children, I have no grandchildren. Those are the kinds of simple possessive sentences that we're going to be making. It'll combine a possessive ending, either nak, uk, or uk, and a quantifier. We just talked about our learning goals in Unit 10. Now I will go through the vocabulary. Starting with the word for grandparent, naniqsu. Naniqsu. The plural in this dialect, nananiqsu. Nananiqsu. Notice that grandparent in Nuchanoth is not gender specific. We say naniqsu for both our grandmother and our grandfather. Notice that in the singular form naniqsu, the I is long, naniqsu, but in the plural form nananiqsu, the I is short, nananiqsu. That is according to a regular rule, which we will talk about later. Next, mother, omiqsu. Omiqsu. Nuiqsu. Father. Nuiqsu. Aichum. Aichum. Aichum is a word that's used in some dialects for elders. In some dialects, it can also mean parents, but that differs by dialect. You should learn for your dialect whether you use the word aichum at all, and if you do, does it mean both elders and parents or just elders? The word for aunt or uncle, naiqsu. Naiqsu. Like the word for grandparent, the word for aunt or uncle is not gender specific. Plural, nanaiqsu. Nanaiqsu. Yes, Josh. Josh is pointing out an alternative plural form. So the usual plural form for grandparent is nananiqsu, but there are others, including not naniqsu. He's asking, is there a form like that for aunts and uncles? A form like not naiqsu? I don't think I've ever heard that, but I would not be surprised if someone says it that way. Next, ma miqsu. Ma meksu. Older sibling. Yokuiksu. Yokuiksu. Younger sibling. The question is, does ma meksu refer to the oldest or just an older one? It's the latter. Anyone older than you is your ma meksu. And it's actually a little more complicated than that. There's a complicated way of determining who your ma meksu, all of your ma meksu are, which we'll get into later. But generally, it's anyone who's older than you. Similarly, yukueksu is any sibling or of yours that is younger than you. Next, suchmup. Suchmup. Sister. Notice that suchmup has the same root as suchma, woman. The plural of sister varies by dialect. In a Hausa colloquy, it is suchmup minh, sisters. Suchmup minh. Brother. Hachimsiqsu. Hachimsiqsu. Brothers, ha ha chim siksu, ha ha chim siksu. Child, tat na, tat na. Children, tat na, tat na. Grandchild, qua uts. Quaoots. Grandchildren. Quacoots. Quacoots. Next are some verbs that explain different ways that we are connected to other people. First, okyu is a verb meaning to be related. Okyu. For example, I can say okyusish sutish. I am related to you. Okyusish sutish. Ukschaen. Ukschaen means to have someone as a friend. Ukschaen sish. Sutish. You are my friend. I have you as a friend. Ux cha'en sish sutish. Upas. Upas. Upas in all dialects is a word meaning to be in someone's presence, to be hanging out with someone, and in Northern dialects, it's also used as a word for friend. So in Cayuga dialect, for example, I can say, Upasks sutish, you're my friend. I have you as a friend. Upasks sutish. That's Cayuga dialect. Uquink. Uquink. Uquink means to be with a person. It is more general than upas. Upas is you're with someone and you're hanging out with them. Uquink just means that you're in someone's presence, not necessarily hanging out with them. But it also has the additional meaning of being in a romantic relationship with someone, just like the English word with. I can say I'm with her, meaning she's my romantic partner. Similarly, in Nuchanov, uquinksish ha, I'm with that person. That's my girlfriend or boyfriend. Otshe. We were just pronouncing the word otshe. Otshe. Otshe means to be married to someone. For example, otshesish sutish. I'm married to you. Otshesish ha'ah. Ha. Otshesish ha'yehe. I'm married to that person. There are three or so words that sound very similar to this. In addition to utzhe, there's utzhent and utzhen. Utzhe is to be married to someone, continuous aspect. Utzhent is to get married to someone, complete aspect. Utzhen means to do something for someone's benefit. Completely different word, but sounds very close to this one. Those are our vocabulary words. Would anyone like to ask a question about the vocabulary or hear a particular word from another dialect? We have a question about the pronunciation of the vowel at the end of utzhe. Utzhe, to be married. Utzhe ends in a short I. Utzhe. The usual pronunciation of short I is I, as in himix, which is deer fat lotion. Himix. But at the end of a word, it tends to be pronounced slightly more tense. For example, ani means really or sure is. Ani. That word ends in a short I, and you'll notice that it's a little tenser than the vowel in himix. In addition, utzhe has a back H, and that back H has the effect of deforming the I. So as a result, the short I comes out as something closer to e than to I. Utzhe. Utzhe. So when you hear the short I at the end of utzhe, you're hearing both the effect of its being at the end of the word and the effect of the back H that's next to it. We had a question about the word for aunt or uncle in Barkly Sound dialect. I'm projecting the East Barkly Sound version of Unit 10. You'll see that the word for aunt or uncle in Barkly Sound is ne'iksu. Ne'iksu, with a short e in the first syllable. What we see here is umlaut. In Central and Northern, it's a short a, na'iksu, na'iksu, because those dialects generally do not undergo umlaut. Barkly Sound dialects are umlauting dialects, so ne'iksu has an e. Ne'iksu. That E also appears in the plural form, nanne'iksu. Nanne'iksu. I'm now going to do a read-through of all three conversations in Unit 10. We will practice pronouncing all three conversations today, but we will only talk about conversations 1 and 2 today. Conversation 1. Achakuk a'icham. Achakuk a'icham. Some of you will need to do some work on pronouncing the double K in achakuk, achakuk, a'icham. Who are your parents? Lucy ahoksish iksu. My mother is Lucy. Lucy ahoksish iksu. Cecil ahokwitsish no iksu. Cecil ahokwitsish no iksu. My father was Cecil. The B responses in this conversation demonstrate the difference between talking about a living parent versus a deceased one. In this example, my mother Lucy is still living. Lucy ahoksish iksu, and I talk about her in the present tense. But my father Cecil is deceased, and I talk about him in the past tense. Cecil ahoksish no iksu. Past tense. The expression of past tense is something that varies a lot from dialect to dialect, so you will want to pay special attention to how your dialect expresses past tense. The B answers in conversation one also demonstrate the proper focus for answering the question posed by 1A. 1A asks, "Who are your parents?" So the new information is Lucy and Cecil. And Nuchanoth generally likes to put new information first. That is why Lucy and Cecil come first. Lucy ahoksishum iksu answers the question, who is your mother? Cecil ahokwitsish no iksu answers the question, who is your father? If I were Instead of answering a question, if I were introducing myself out of the blue, let's say no one had asked me anything, but I was standing up to let people know who I am, I would probably not put the names first, rather, I would put them last, because the whole sentence would be new information. If I were introducing myself out of the blue in this dialect, I would say, A hoxish om irxo Lucy. A hoquitsish no irxo Cecil. Some of you have seen earlier versions of this unit, and in some earlier versions, I did not understand focus in Nuchanolf as well as I do now, which is not to say that I understand it perfectly because I don't, but I understand some things now that I did not used to understand. And I'm trying to model the proper focus as much as possible. Let's move on to conversation two. In this conversation, we say how many children we have. Kot ma nakik dat nais. How many children do you have? Kot ma nakik dat nais. Tsawa naksish dat nais. I have one child. Tsawa naksish dat nais. Aya naksish. I have lots. Ayanaksish. Wikituksish. I don't have any. Wikituksish. We will spend some time this weekend explaining how to make sentences like this. These sentences combine a quantifier like kotma, tsawak, aya, or wikit with a possessive ending. Let's move on to conversation three. Conversation three allows us to practice some of our different relationship verbs. The verbs okhyu, ukscha'in, okwink, and utshe are used to explain how people are connected to each other. Conversation three imagines that you're at a party and you and your friend are talking. Person A doesn't know who people are and is asking person B. Person B is explaining his connection to the people they're talking about. When you practice this, you'll see that person A has only one line and person B has several lines. Whenever you practice a conversation like this, person A should just keep asking the same question over and over again, giving B a chance to give different responses. This is mainly for B's practice, but it's also good practice for A to say a sentence as much as possible. This will improve A's pronunciation if A is concentrating on what he's doing. Achakha. Who is that? Achakha. B responds, Okyusishha. I'm related to that person. Okyusishha. Here are some other possible responses. Ukschainsishha. Ukschainsishha. Okwinksishha. Okwinksishha. Otshesishha. Otshesishha. I'm married to him or her. Those are the How's It Colloquiate conversations for Unit 10. Next, I would like to go through the same conversations but in the East Barkly Sound dialect. If you have any questions on the How's It Colloquiate conversations, now is a good time to ask. We're now looking at the Oh, sorry, go ahead. Yes, you're asking about the pointer, the D3 pointer, which is ha'ah in Cayucat dialect. Ha'ah. In Central dialect, it's ha'yahe. Ha'yahe in the long version, but ha'yahe can be chopped down to a short version, which is ha. Ha. When I hear Cayucat elders speaking, it sounds like they say ha as well. But whenever I ask them about it, they always tell me they never say ha, they only say ha-ah. So According to the elders I've worked with, Cayucut only has a long version of that pointer, but most dialects have both a long and a short version. We will now practice the eSparkly sound versions of the Unit 10 conversations, starting with conversation one. Who are your parents? Achakok hak om iksu no uiksu. Achakok hak om iksu no uiksu. Lucy ahokwa om iksu. Lucy ahokwa om iksu. Cecil ahokwitah no uiksu. Cecil ahokwitah no uiksu. Conversation two. Ananak hak dat neis. How many children do you have? Ananak hak dat neis. Tawanakah dat neis. Tawanakah dat neis. Ayanakah. Ayanakah. Wikitukwa. Wikitukwa. Conversation three. Who's that? Achakhaya. Achakhaya. Okhyumahya. Okhyumahya. Uxcha enmahya. Uxcha enmahya. Okwinkahya. Okwinkahya. Utshemahya. Utshemahya. True. Those are the eSparkly sound conversations. Any questions on the words or conversations for Unit 10? We just had a question about how to say, I have two children. In conversation two, we have examples of how to say, I have one child, I have many, and I have none. What if you have two? Well, we're going to learn how to say that for any number. To see how to do that, take a look at the data on the next page. On the second page, the page after the conversations, you'll find a couple of tables that show how to combine quantifiers with some possessive endings. The quantifiers in question are the words for how many, which are una or kopma, and also the numbers from one through four. Tsawak atlakatsamu. Because the Cayucut Chekalitza dialect is significantly different from the other three dialect groups, I've split them into two different tables. We're going to start with the second table, table number two, which shows the forms for Barkly Sound, Central, and Northern dialects. If you look at this table, you'll see the word tsawanak, tsawanak, which means to have one. That's the word that is used already in conversation two. Tsawanakah. Or tsawanaksish, I have one. Tsawanaksish dat nais, I have one child. Tsawanaksish dat nais. The question we just had was, how do I say I have two children? The answer is atlanaksish dat nais in central dialect. Atlanaksish dat nais. I just substitute the number two in for the number one. The ending nuk is a suffix verb meaning to have. It's a verb, but it's also a suffix, which means it has to come after some stem. The stem represents the thing that is had, that is had. The verb, the ending nuk is the verb to have. Tsawanuk means to have one, atlanuk to have two, and so on. Let's practice saying each one of these. We'll say, I have one child, I have two children, I have three children in both Central and Barkly Sound dialects. I have one child, Central dialect. Tsawa naksish dat nais. Tsawa naksish dat nais. I have two children. Atla naksish dat nais. Atla naksish dat nais. I have three children. Katztanaksish dat nais. Katztanaksish dat nais. I have four children. Here we run into something a little bit complicated, which I will skip for now and come back to after demonstrating the forms I just demonstrated, but in East Barkly Sound dialect. In East Barkly Sound dialect, I have one child. Tsawa nakah dat neis. Tsawa nakah dat neis. I have two children. Atlanakah dat neis. Atlanakah dat neis. I have three children. Katztanakah dat neis. Katztanakah dat neis. Now, what if I have four children? I can combine the number four with the ending nak, which is munak. Munak literally means to have four, and I can say munakah dat neis. Four, I have four children. However, lots of elders dislike putting it this way because munak sounds too much like the word muna, which means motor. So they will prefer to say it using another possessive ending, uk. Just look over to the next column. You'll see some other possessive words that you can make using the same stems but different endings. In the second column, we see how to make the word mu'uk. Mu'uk also means something like one, to have four. I can say mu'ukah dat ne'is. Mu'ukah dat ne'is. For I have four children. The reason why we prefer this way is to avoid sounding like we're talking about a motor. In Central dialect, we would say mu'uk sish. Dat nais. I have four children. Mu'uk sish dat nais. That is a brief introduction to the words and conversations of Unit 10, as well as to how we make words combining a quantifier with a possessive ending. We will be talking about this and practicing it all weekend. That's the end of my lecture for now. Chooch. We're going to use our last 4 minutes today to review the Cayuga Checklist versions of the Unit 10 conversations. Starting with conversation one, who are your parents? Achak aichim. Achak aichim. Notice we have a QKK in Cayuga dialect. Achak aichim. Lucy ahoksum ex. Lucy ahux om ex. Cecil ahuquins no ex. Cecil ahuquins no ex. Conversation two. Kotmakik dat nas. Kotmakik dat nas. Tsawanks dat nas. Tsawanks dat nas. That asterisk there, Tess, means that I'm pretty sure that's how to say it, but I haven't checked that exact sentence with a fluent speaker, so until I do, I won't be 100% sure of it. Yeah, anywhere you see an asterisk, that means further checking is needed. I have lots. Ayanks. Ayanks. Wikitx. Wikitx. Conversation 3. Who is that? Achak ha. Achak ha. Ok, use ha. Ok, use ha. Upat ha. Upat ha. Oquinks ha. Oquinks ha. Otshas ha. Otshas ha. True. Thank you. It's very, feels good to speak Cayucan dialect.